However, Italy, Germany, and Japan made serious blunders by involving other countries in the war. Italy's military was certainly the weakest of the three, so Mussolini asked Hitler for assistance in North Africa, taking away a lot of resources, like oil needed for tanks and planes, from the European war effort. Hitler was left with a choice about how he would acquire more natural resources needed for his global conquest. Would he attempt a likely unsuccessful attack of the British Isles across the English Channel, or would he break his agreement with Stalin and move towards the resources of Asia through the Soviet Union? Hitler's ideology was his downfall, as we have seen with how many resources were needed to launch the Holocaust. Similarly, Hitler had a respect for the English and the Americans as a society closer to the master race than the Slavic peoples of the Soviet Union. Hitler also liked the order and discrimination of the English class system and the American segregationist policies about African Americans. So a little less than 2 years into his agreement with Stalin, Germany invaded Soviet territory in Eastern Europe on June 22, 1941. The Soviet Union quickly joined the Allies, and a vicious battle along the Eastern Front commenced. By winter 1942, the Nazis were stalled at the cities of Stalingrad in the south and Leningrad in the north. Meanwhile, Japan honed in on the U.S.-held territory of the Philippines and decided to attack the Pacific naval base of Pearl Harbor in the U.S. territory of Hawaii. This was to serve as a preemptive strike measure for preventing the U.S. from retaliating. On December 7, 1941, the naval station was attacked, and by December 8, the U.S. had joined the Allies as well. Though the Japanese Empire did get what it wanted by occupying the Philippines the next month, now the sleeping dragon, using one Japanese commander's term, of the U.S. had been awakened.